Isn't Jesus mean?
In today's gospel, a Canaanite woman calls out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. He ignored her. The apostles tell Jesus, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. Lord, she's really annoying, like some 2-year-old that keeps saying, 'Mom, mom, 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 mom,' till you finally answer her." Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Sorry, you're out of luck. I don't deal with your kind. I don't want to help pagans. Filthy pagan Canaanites." But she pleads some more. She gave homage to Jesus. It's the same word used when the Magi adored Jesus. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. That's a little bit more than a little tiny, hardly noticeable head bow. She kneels before the Lord. She probably does a double genuflection on both knees and begs, "Lord, help me." And the Lord replies, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. I'm not going to give precious food to a dog like you." And the Canaanite woman says, "Even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." I mean, really, could Jesus have been more mean in today's gospel? He goes against everything our mothers taught us for polite conversation. He ignores someone who's talking to him. He is racially and insensitively prejudiced toward Canaanites, and he calls her a name, "You dog." What would you think if your doctor at Mayo ignored you for months, and when he finally agreed to schedule an appointment with you, said, "Oh, I don't treat patients like you. It is not right to take good medicine and waste it on you." Could Jesus have been more mean to the Canaanite woman? How is Jesus going to get out of this one? Well, first of all, the one thing I know with absolute certainty is that Jesus is God. And because Jesus is God, the one thing he can never be is mean. Jesus cannot be mean. He can never insult people or call them names. He is never, ever racially insensitive or prejudiced. These are sins. And Jesus cannot sin. He's the perfect Son of God. And so the one thing I know with absolute certainty is Jesus is not being mean. So we have to take a closer look at the gospel. It doesn't say that Jesus ignored her. It just said that he didn't give her a response. Can't a person wait and give a response after careful consideration and at the proper time? Jesus does not insult her race. He said the truth. He was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And yet, that's where it would begin, as it always does in sacred scripture, with the chosen people, the house of Israel. But then it always extends to the ends of the earth. His salvation will reach to the ends of the earth to anyone, Jew or Gentile, who will observe what is right and do what is just and hold fast to the covenant. It is absolutely right and true what Jesus says, because he is the truth. He always speaks the truth. And so it is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. Just as Jesus says in another place, you can't throw your pearls before swine. That is true. And he never calls her a dog. And after all these things that Jesus said to the Canaanite woman, she persisted. She is absolutely convinced that Jesus is her only Savior. The one and only Savior for her daughter. There is no salvation in anyone else. And so she persists and persists and persists. As St. Peter would say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. The Canaanite woman had no other place to go. She knew Jesus alone could save her daughter. And so Jesus says to her in reply, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. I do not think that Jesus said it in this tone. Oh, let it be done for you as you wish. I do not think he said it with the tone, oh, I'll do what you want if you just stop bothering me. I don't think he said it with that tone. Oh, woman, you have profound faith and trust in me. I am delighted to grant your request because you did not give up. You believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am the only Savior. Notice that with this proper understanding of the gospel, Jesus does not change his mind. God is not like this. Well, I wasn't going to help you, but you've really been annoying and you're kind of pestering, so I'll give in. No. God doesn't change his mind. Who could change the mind of God? We don't pray to change God's mind. We pray to change our minds. God doesn't change his mind. Jesus is God. He is in total control of the situation. He's doing all of this on purpose. Jesus knows exactly what he's doing to lead the Canaanite woman to a deeper faith. I'm convinced Jesus knows exactly what he's doing, and he's doing it out of love in order to demonstrate this deep, deep faith of the Canaanite woman. And if he gave her what she wanted right away, would her faith and trust be as strong? I mean, have you ever prayed for something like that you'll get a job, or that your Aunt Edith will be cured of cancer, or that your son Sylvester will come back to the church? And you pray for these things, and the Lord is silent. He doesn't appear to be listening. Or you pray for something, a sign, a miracle, something, and you're made fun of, you're ridiculed. Somebody says, oh, don't ask God for that. Stop bothering God. I remember in high school, a teacher told us, he says, don't pray for safety at football games. God has more important things to do than to be worried about your football game. Really? God has more important things to do than to be worried about me? And when people make fun of you, stop praying for that. What are you tempted to do? You give up, you stop praying, you stop asking. See, the Lord is silent sometimes when we pray, not to be mean. God is never mean. He's calling us to deeper faith and a deeper trust. Just because our Lord is silent does not mean he's not listening. Just because he's silent doesn't mean he doesn't care. The Lord might be silent, and he might not answer our prayers in the way we want, not to be mean, but to call us to deeper faith and trust in him. St. Augustine says, as it grows deeper, faith leads to firmness of faith. As prayer grows deeper, it leads to firmness of faith. And so we keep praying, and we keep begging, Lord, help me. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm just a dog. Our Lord told St. Catherine of Siena, I am who am, and you are she who is not. If that's what he told Catherine of Siena, a saint, I'm at least a dog who relies completely
upon the scraps of grace that fall from our Lord and Master's table. I'm just a dog begging for grace. I can't earn it on my own. I don't deserve it. I just can cry out, Lord, help me. And if our Lord is silent with me, he's still listening. He's leading me in stages to a deeper faith. And even if the Lord, and even if what I ask for is not done exactly as I wish, I know that Jesus always loves me, and he never abandons or forsakes me. I have complete trust and confidence that he will give me what is for my ultimate good.